All the way from the A, you listen to my favorite lesbian on BRQ.
Hey, stay locked in with your favorite lesbian on Black Radical Queer. Yo.
Hey y'all, this is Javia Nicole, aka your favorite lesbian, and you're listening to Black Radical Queer Podcast, our stories on our own terms. Hey y'all, this is Javia Nicole. Happy New Year. I know it's been a little minute. Not as large of a gap as I had, you know, before then. But yeah, so this is going to be short and sweet, actually. I just wanted to thank you for supporting BRQ. I'm going to be pivoting and transitioning into something different. So BRQ, as you know it, will be coming to an end. And I mean, it's time. Life has been lifing and a lot of stuff has been going on, and it's been harder for me to maintain or for me to sustain like the podcast. And that's been the case, you know, for a while now. And I love it, but you know, I still want to do something in this space, and I do have something in the works. So you all will be hearing about that soon. You're going to see some changes take place on the social media and things like that. But yeah, some things will be changing. I'm excited about the changes because I feel like, you know, what I'll be transitioning into will be more sustainable for me. And at the very least, it'll be fun. You know, cause that's very important. So, especially at this time in my life, like, as y'all already know, of course I work full time as a counselor. I foster, like, it's just a lot. Both of those things are very taxing, and I am trying to like return to myself and get back into doing the things I enjoy. And podcasting is one of those things. But with BRQ, it is a lot, and it's a lot for me to do by myself. And some of it has become not as enjoyable, honestly, because I'm just doing it by myself. And so, yeah. But however, you know, I don't want for that to mean that I just am not in the podcasting world at all, because it's something that I definitely enjoy. And for those who've been listening to me for a while, like, you already know that I mentioned before, in college I had a radio show, like XM radio or whatever. So it wasn't you know, like regular FM AM, but yeah, just internet radio show, I guess you can say. And I loved it. Like, one of my dreams was to be a radio, I guess, like VJ or whatever, or like radio show host. And I remember just like growing up listening to like The Quiet Storm with Joyce Littell. And a lot of times people used to tell me, they used to compare my voice to hers. And we don't sound alike, but I just think it's like low tone, you know, whatever type of voice. So when I did radio, I really enjoyed it. I did this show that revolved around poetry and music. And I really enjoyed it. And, you know, in the back of my mind, like, I never completely let go of that, you know, dream of like kind of having a show in that capacity. So podcasting has really given me the space to do something similar. So I don't want to completely let that go. And in my quest to return to myself and not be so like, I don't want for like the entirety of my, you know, whatever I'm doing to just be caregiver, you know, being a caregiver and working. So I am trying to return back to things that I enjoy and reconnect with my hobbies and things like that. So podcasting is on that list. But I just want to do it in a slightly different capacity. I want it to be something that feels more sustainable for me, something fun, and something that kind of taps into what I really love about hosting. And something that honestly is not like too serious. I don't want to take myself too seriously, because I deal with serious shit all the time. Like, I go to work, and I work, you know, with a population of people who are marginalized and oppressed and who really need my help. And, you know, I work with the team, and we do our best to support them as best we can. And then I come home and I am, you know, dealing with trauma and behaviors and things like that that come along with fostering. So I would like a reprieve. from those things, and I'm really working to re-engage with things in my life that will offer me a reprieve. And a lot of times with BRQ, like, I do focus on, you know, like I said, intersectionality. And so a lot of times, you know, there can be some fun things about that, but a lot of times we, you know, focus on oppression and ways we're marginalized and things we deal with, which is very important. And not saying that I won't ever, you know, touch on those things again, because that it just, you know, it's a part of my life, so I will. But I don't want for things to revolve around that, because I'm dealing with so much. I just want, you know, I want it to be fun. I want to do something fun. And so I'm hoping that what I'm shifting into, what I'm transitioning to, will be that. And hopefully, you know, you all will come along on the ride with me. I will, I'll be doing that. You'll see some changes. It's something that's a work in progress. But it's something I'm excited about. And so I hope that y'all, you know, will join me when I put out the information for that. So I know this is very short. I mean, I don't really have a whole lot to say, but I wanted to at least kind of sort of like, you know, wrap up BRQ in a sense. And I thought about all these things I could do, and I'm just like, it's not necessary. Like, those of you who have been listening since 2018, I think know me well enough to know, like, the kind of person I am, and at least have some kind of idea of that. And so I don't think I have to do a whole lot of pomp and circumstance. Like, life has been life, and y'all know what's been going on. I've kept y'all abreast of, you know, my life and, like, my capacity and why things have shifted with the podcast. But yeah, it's time for a new beginning, something I'm very excited about. And, you know, some of you, there'll be something familiar. I'll say something familiar about it, about what I'm transitioning to. But yeah, y'all will see. y'all will see. I will, you know, put it out there for y'all to enjoy. So you'll probably see some shifts with my social media. Maybe social media. But yeah, we'll see how that goes. I really think that's it. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support. Thank you for rocking with me, with BRQ, from 2018 until now, regardless of how, you know, consistent or inconsistent the episodes were and all that kind of stuff. I really do appreciate it. I really hope that you're able to go back to episodes and get things that you need and maybe pick up on things that you missed, because there's plenty there. So so that's pretty much it. Thank you, and stay tuned, because, you know, I do have something in the works, and it'll be coming around sooner than later. All right, y'all. It has been very real, and thank you so much. So yeah, I appreciate all of you, and it's not goodbye. It's just see you later. So until next time, bye, y'all.